This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump now threatening the European Union with a 50% tariff on all EU products coming into the U.S. because, he writes on social media, there's no deal in the works yet. The president also threatening Apple with a 25% tariff on all of its products unless the company agrees to manufacture all iPhones in the United States. Vice President J.D. Vance delivering the commencement address at the U.S. Naval Academy, telling the graduates in Annapolis,
"The Trump administration has reversed course. No more undefined missions. No more open-ended conflicts. We're returning to a strategy grounded in realism and protecting our core national interests."
No ceasefire discussions, but Ukraine and Russia are beginning a prisoner exchange. 1,000 from each side are being returned. The fifth round of nuclear talks in Rome between the U.S. and Iran have now ended. No breakthroughs. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Blue Cross Blue Shield and UW Health have a new contract. The multi-year contract ensures that members of Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield in Wisconsin will continue to have uninterrupted access to care at UW Health locations. Anthem Wisconsin President Paul Nobile says Anthem members should always have access to high-quality and affordable care, which is why both sides stayed committed to working out an agreement. The contract applies to all Anthem members covered by employer-based Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act Marketplace health plans in Wisconsin. A proposal at the state capitol looks to expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day. A familiar face hopes to take on Republican Brian Stile in next year's race for Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District. Democrat Randy Bryce, nicknamed Iron Stosh, launched his 2026 campaign Tuesday morning. He's a veteran and former iron worker who ran against Stile in 2018 after former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan retired as the representative for Wisconsin's 1st District. In his campaign launch video, Bryce strikes a populist tone, saying the race isn't about left versus right, but rather the billionaires versus the rest of us. Stile won that 2018 race by 12 percentage points. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers sink the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Pirates 8-5. After a nearly two-hour rain delay during the sixth, the Brewers started Aaron Civale, then right-hander Carlos Rodriguez came in and managed to continue pitching after the long delay. Pat Murphy.
You know, it feels like Civale pitched yesterday, but to be able to pitch after that delay, to delay almost 2 hours and have the mental capacity in his first outing of the year in the big leagues, get his first major league win, he deserves it.
NFL, the Packers' annual charity softball game is tonight in Grand Chute, Wisconsin.
I know the fans are a big part of this game. They show out every year and pack that stadium out, so hopefully we can get as many fans as possible out there. It's going to be another awesome event, another awesome year. I know the players are excited to, you know, show off their softball skills. We've been working and training very hard. Come out, bring the family. It'll be an awesome event to be able to watch the Packer players play a different sport.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend, with high temperatures today reaching the mid-60s, and by tomorrow soaring to the upper 60s. Both Sunday and Monday will be flirting with 70 degrees, and rain chances hold off until late Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill?
Donating Me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's an all-star pre-recorded cast of guests with WBAY's Emerson Lehman, director Michael Collins, Civic Media's Eliza Cusson, and Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday Night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. News from the Center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, it's a brand new week. And in just a few minutes, Congressman Ro Khanna will be here for the entire first hour of our program. We're taking Friday off for the holidays, so our National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Khanna will start in just a few minutes. If you'd like to call in, the number is 202-808-9925. In the second hour of our program, I want to start off with the great American betrayal, how we lost our moral compass. And a news summary, Trump is threatening the Supreme Court justices. He's threatening now ABC News. He's threatening Bruce Springsteen, Beyonce, Oprah, and Obama with serious investigations. He's looking deranged to me. Is he in a meltdown? Does he need a mental health check? We'll talk about all that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Oklahoma high schools are going to teach Trump's version of the 2020 election conspiracy theories as if they were fact. This is like, you know, Russia teaching that Ukraine was never an independent nation in their elementary schools. This is nuts. And also in our third hour, geeky science, low-dose THC appears, at least in mice, to be the key to brain longevity. This is an amazing study. Anyhow, we got a lot to talk about today, a lot to cover, but our one guest for the day will be for the entire first hour, Congressman Ro Khanna. He represents the 17th District of California in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee on Cyber Innovative Technologies and Information Systems, member of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. His website is Khanna, khanna.house.gov, and Rep. Ro Khanna is his blue sky handle. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me, Tom. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, back at you. It's always great having you with us. So 28 dead as tornadoes and storms batter the Midwest. Meanwhile, Elon Musk has fired a whole bunch of people from the National Weather Service. They've got multiple Weather Service sites that are no longer operating 24/7, so they couldn't or can't provide, you know, people with storm warnings and things in the middle of the night. This was an EF3 tornado, winds up to 140 miles an hour, is a mile wide at times. What's going on with this, and how is Congress dealing with these massive cuts to our essential infrastructure by Trump and Musk and Doge and his teenage buddies?
Well, it's unprecedented. I mean, he's cutting the Weather Service folks who give us a warning about these tornadoes so that people can be safe. He's cutting all of FEMA, a lot of FEMA, which is responsible, as you know, for rebuilding communities and providing emergency assistance when disasters like these happen. So the Congress, you know, unfortunately, it's been in Republican hands. The Democrats have said we need to subpoena Musk. We need to make sure that he's answering to the Congress in terms of these cuts. They're unconstitutional cuts. We've filed cases in courts to try to get these people reinstated. But until Republicans are willing to speak out, it is very, very difficult for Congress to actually get these people reinstated. But we are pushing with everything we can to do these town halls. I'm doing town halls in these red districts, highlighting that Republicans need to start speaking up and show some spine.
Well, and they're cutting all this essential infrastructure just to pay for tax cuts for billionaires, are they not?
Absolutely. I mean, that is the Republican bill. It's tax cuts for billionaires, steep cuts to Medicaid. By the way, they couldn't get enough votes for $715 billion of Medicaid cuts, which would have already been the largest in the program's history. So they just added more cuts late last night. Massive cuts to Medicaid, massive cuts to food stamps, cuts to the NIH medical research, research for cancer, research for Alzheimer's, cuts to university funding, cuts to the Weather Service. Some of them, they want to make these cuts through legislation. Others, Elon Musk is cutting without any approval. They fired 7 of the 18 directors at the NIH that do groundbreaking research. They're firing, they've already fired 7 generals in the military, with some who dedicated their lives to the military with no explanation. So they're taking a sledgehammer to our agencies, compromising our physical safety, as we're seeing when we fly, when we have weather events, and compromising our national security safety with what they're doing in the way they're decimating the top officer rank at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, Erwin Chemerinsky, if I'm...
the dean of Berkeley.
Yeah, the famous law professor and author. He has a piece over at Just Security today pointing out that in this big, beautiful bill is buried a provision that basically makes it impossible for a federal court to hold members of the administration in contempt of court. Are you familiar with that? Have you heard about that?
I am not familiar with that provision, but I will take a look at Chemerinsky's article. I'm sure if he's saying it is accurate. Another hidden provision, which I am familiar with, is that it would have a 10-year moratorium on any state from adopting any regulation on AI. So if this bill passes, for 10 years, no state will be able to have any legislation to keep workers safe, to have security, safety on any AI-related issue.
Yeah, so much for federalism here. Finally, on my list, Republicans are planning to fund their tax cuts through the sale of federal public lands. I'm sure you're familiar with this.
This is horrific. I mean, 11,000 acres already of land in Nevada, in Utah to be sold. Never happened before in the country's history that we would sell off public land. It was a vote late at night in the Natural Resources Committee. And right now, the bill would basically start to sell off public land in this country. It is outrageous. When you look at that, when you look at not having any AI regulation for 10 years, when you look at the Medicaid cuts, when you look at the cuts to the NIH research, all for tax breaks for the billionaires, you really could argue this is the worst bill in modern times of what it's going to have as an impact for people.
Yeah, and if they eliminate the ability of an Article III court to hold, the attorneys for the administration in contempt of court, you're basically eliminating the ability of the courts to enforce their own orders. It's pretty shocking stuff. Normally when you come on, my first question is, what's on your mind today? I'm sorry, I skipped right over that. Before we go to our calls, is there anything that you wanted to share with anybody, or shall we just get right into the phone calls?
Well, these are the things on my mind because I've been going, as you know, around the country. I was in Allentown and in Bucks County this weekend doing 2 town halls, trying to go to these districts, which are Republicans won by 1 or 2 points, pleading that they should oppose this bill. I've taken to calling it the big, brutal bill, not the big, beautiful bill. I mean, it's just going to be brutal in terms of its consequences for working class Americans and for our country.
Amen. Well, let's pick up some phone calls here. Charlotte in San Diego, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Oh, hi. Thanks, Tom and Mr. Khanna. I wanted to ask you, is there any way, I understand that the stupid parade of Trump's is going to be paid for through the military budget, but is there any way that this can be stopped? This is just horrific.
We're trying through the Armed Services Committee, but you need some Republicans to chime in to stop it. Look, it's not just the cost. I mean, the cost, of course, is a waste of taxpayer dollars. It's this idea that in America we don't have a king. We don't have a military parade for the president. It's the same problem I have with the Qatari luxury jet, putting aside the corruption of foreign influence. It's not that America can't afford a gold-plated luxury jet. Of course, we could build Air Force One in that way if we wanted to. It's that we don't believe that the American president is some kind of royal, that we don't believe that they should be draped in luxury with gold plates and lording over the rest of us. It's supposed to be a functional, pragmatic plane to keep the country secure. And what Trump is doing is just acting like he's a king, not like he's the president of the United States.
Yeah, remarkable. We're hitting a break here. And Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls at a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Khanna in just a moment. You can find his website at khanna.house.gov, khanna.house.gov. And you can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna, Blue Sky, Rep. Ro Khanna. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with your calls for Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, as we do our national, an hour-long National Progressive Town Hall meeting. I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now. Well, don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Go to freeprints.com or download the Free Prints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's Free Prints or freeprints.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Senator Tammy Baldwin presses EPA head Lee Zeldin on Great Lakes funding at a hearing on Capitol Hill. The exchange came just 1 week after Clean Wisconsin, the Healing Our Waters Coalition, and Alliance for the Great Lakes met with Baldwin to stress the importance of fully funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Zeldin ended up going on record saying the protections would be funded. Wisconsin's muskie season is here. Northern muskie season opens May 24th and runs through the end of the year. This is the 70th anniversary of the muskellunge being proclaimed our official state fish back in 1955. The biggest muskie ever caught was in 1949 near Hayward, weighing in at more than 69 pounds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong, they tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now I can get you 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Over 5 million jars sold, 8,000 five-star reviews, 365-day money-back guarantee. Go to getnativepath.com/Tom now. Supplies are limited and demand is surging. But the 2 minutes past the hour, Congressman Ro Khanna is on the line with us, taking your calls for the hour. Gary in Monroe, Georgia, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Mr. Khanna, first time I've talked to you, hopefully not the last. I've got really a different question. Being 79, I can relate to it very, very well, and I think all of you can. Nothing's going to change until we change our greedy culture. What's going to change? So the question is, what can be done, if anything? Because voting may not be enough in the end to change the culture in America, this greedy culture, the starry-eyed culture that we have. Good people, but it's a little too starry-eyed. It's not working. Nothing's getting really done. Comment on the question, and thank you.
Well, Gary, I agree with you that it seems we are worshiping the dollar more than anything. I mean, I've seen the change in Silicon Valley. I mean, it used to have people who were ambitious who would build things like Wozniak and Jobs with Apple, and David Packard, Bill Hewitt with HP. But they also cared about the community. They were investing in building things. Now it's just people chasing pure profits, the bottom line, corporate greed, shipping jobs offshore. It's a deep question on how we get people to care about their communities, about the country, about a sense of service. But you're absolutely right that that's at the crux of what's making life in our politics so transactional.
Mark in South Bend, Indiana, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, Congressman Khanna, great to chime in with you. On this last budget that was turned down, I was wondering if it had anything in there about the promises Trump made. What was no taxes on tip income?
Mark's phone is breaking up, Congressman, but he's asking about Trump's promise for tax breaks on tips and on Social Security income. And I'm curious, along those same lines, I understand that the Medicare cuts won't kick in for 4 years, and all the benefits like tax cuts on tips and things for average working people end after a small number of years, whereas the tax breaks for billionaires will be permanent. Do I have all that right?
You do. You do. I mean, it's obviously a political trick that they're playing, but they do have the tax, uh, no taxes on tips in there. They don't have anything on the taxing on Social Security because that can't be done in a reconciliation bill. That has to be done in a separate bill. But what they're giving people in terms of no tax on tips, they're taking away with the Medicaid cuts, with the cuts in SNAP, with the cuts in medical research. And the easiest way to do this would be to increase the living wage, not have a no tax and tip policy. I mean, you still have some people, servers, making $2.13 an hour.
Yeah, got it. Charles in Miami, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, guys. How are you doing, Representative? My question to you is this, and it's all about strategy as far as I'm concerned. But to me, someone is pointing out that Trump went to these Gulf states, and because of the money that's going in the system, he is practically allowing Israel to the slaughter the Palestinians. And I feel like because of the deal that he's making with these Gulf states, Israel is raging, and they're taking all this, all of their hatred or all of their angst on the Palestinians. No one is pointing that out. And also, the reason why I called you is also about strategy. No one in the Democratic Party is saying every time Trump opens up about Iran and how he's going to bomb them or whatever, no one is pointing out that they are an ally of Putin. They've been an ally of Putin during this Ukrainian war. They've been supplying them endless drones. And how is he going to go against Putin, which is also a staunch ally of Trump? No one is pointing out this fact. And I'm frankly disappointed in you guys because, to me, as far as I'm concerned, you knew he won the election. Yeah. Knew what
let's
coming
get
down
the response,
Charles.
I only have 30 seconds left.
You know, I was having a little bit of trouble hearing him, but I think I got the gist of the question. First of all, Gaza, I agree with you. There's a huge humanitarian crisis there. That's what the World Food Program is saying. Israel is not getting aid in. They're making a condition of that for the Palestinian people to go to South Gaza. We need to be very clear that they need to provide the aid everywhere in Gaza, not try to force people into a very small part of Gaza. I think the caller also was asking about Iran. You know, I supported Obama's nuclear deal with Iran. I support Trump exploring getting some deal. That's far better than having an escalation with Iran in the region.
There you go. Congressman Ro Khanna, vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting right here. We'll be right back with your calls for Representative Khanna. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A .house.gov is his website. Rep. Ro Khanna over on Blue Sky and Twitter. We'll be right back with Congressman Ro Khanna. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Go to GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited and demand is surging.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time from beautiful Lake Wissota with Pat Kreitlow. Also, Peter Rapine from Bob's World, talking about the Badger Honor Flight and even sports with Brady Huey. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Department of Workforce Development has awarded $978,637 in Wisconsin Fast Forward grants to 18 school districts across the state that will serve an estimated 4,281 students. The Advanced Manufacturing Technical Education Equipment grants will help schools prepare students for quality careers and address the state's skilled labor shortage. Schools will use the funding to upgrade career and technical education training equipment and facilities. Projects include modernizing welding labs, acquiring dental and biomedical lab equipment, and launching an industrial robotics program. These grants also help families by reducing higher education costs through dual enrollment credits, industry-endorsed certificates, and technical endorsements on high school diplomas. Among the schools receiving grants, the Ithaca School District. The district received $5,154 to purchase a SawStop cabinet table saw, SawStop mobile base, Spectrum 625 plasma cutter, and Miller-Matic 211 welder, which will provide students with hands-on fabrication experience. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development released U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates of employment and unemployment statistics for metropolitan areas, major cities, and counties in Wisconsin for April 2025. The non-seasonally adjusted data shows that unemployment rates decreased in all 13 metropolitan areas over the month, but increased in all 13 metro areas over the past year. Unemployment in Wisconsin for April 2025 is 3.3% compared to the national rate of 4.2%. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend, with high temperatures today reaching the mid-60s, and by tomorrow soaring to the upper 60s. Both Sunday and Monday will be flirting with 70 degrees, and rain chances hold off until late Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba will be here to break down all the news of the weekend. Kathy Giorgio, whose book has been banned in Waukesha, will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9
or
to 11.
Or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is.
And thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. And Nick in Seattle. Nick, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Oh, cool. Wow. Thank you both so much for taking my call. Thank you both for all your hard work. Congressman, very proud of the Progressive Caucus. However, all my friends, they're very demoralized by all the actions of our government, the way they're putting on this weird, like, alternate reality, kind of the way Russia does. What can I do to restore their faith in our government at this time? Thank you.
Well, big question.
Nick, it's a very profound question. I think what you need to do to get past the propaganda, the disinformation, is go out to these red districts, speak to people. I was doing that in Allentown. There were a number of Trump protesters outside, about 20 to 30 of them. And someone said, can I take some pictures with you because we've seen you on Fox News? I said, sure. Why don't you come into the town hall and hear what I have to say? And they agreed with me on not cutting Medicaid. They agreed and applauded on cutting prescription drug costs and not having Mack trucks offshore their jobs. So I think when you go into these communities, when you actually start talking to voters, we can cut through the propaganda. But it really takes grassroots organizing in these communities.
Good on you for doing that. Matthew in Manhattan, New York. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Thank you for taking my call. If senators and Congress people are still allowed to trade stocks, publicly held stocks, what is the representative doing to stop it?
Matthew, I appreciate the question. I've been a co-lead and co-sponsor in the Trust Act that would ban all stock trading. I don't trade stock. My wife doesn't trade stock. She has a trust that's from money she inherited in a diversified trust. And my view is that all members of Congress should have no stock trading. And if they have resources, put that in a diversified trust, have the disclosure of what the trust does. But that would eliminate conflicts, and that's really what we need for the country. And I've been a leader in the co-sponsoring the Trust Act, and hope we'll get a vote on it this Congress.
David in Columbus, Ohio, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, Congressman. There seems to be a lot of independent groups that are either environmental groups or legal groups like Public Citizen that are suing Trump. And I wondered how effective that was. And also, how effective is it to create a blockage of bills, filibustering what the Republicans are doing?
Well, David, I believe we have to pursue all strategies. We've got to be organizing in these red districts so we can get some Republicans to speak out. We need to be in the courts and all the organizations that are taking Trump to court. That's important. It'll at least slow down some of the unconstitutional actions and provide some remedy. Of course, the risk is that they ignore the courts, but we have to pursue that. The filibuster challenges they don't need in this reconciliation bill 60 votes, so they can pass it on a party line vote in the Senate and the House. The only way we can stop the bad parts of this bill is by having some Republicans in these moderate districts speak out. If they don't, I believe they'll lose their seat. So it's going to be a big vote for all these Republicans.
Stephen in Pueblo, Colorado, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Good morning, Congressman. Pleased to meet you. It's my opinion that we need a town hall in Pueblo, Colorado, to expose our representative, Jeff Herd, his voting record, and possible voter suppression. Could somebody please hold a town hall in Pueblo, Colorado, so that we can get this out, so that people can see what's happening?
It's a great suggestion. You know, I've done 7 of these town halls, like I said, just in Allentown and Bucks County, Pennsylvania. We have almost 8 of them scheduled already, but I will send to my team and to others who are doing these town halls, Pueblo, Colorado, to see if we can have someone organize one there.
Michael in Taos, New Mexico, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes, Congressman. I was wondering the other day what the effect would be. I understand that Congress has fairly generous health care benefits. And while I don't know the details, I was wondering what the effect would be if members of Congress and the Senate received Medicare benefits or an equivalent plan.
Well, Congress has health care. I mean, I have United Health Care. It's the same private insurance choices that that many people have. Unfortunately, I've had some of my medicines denied by prior authorization, so have to go through the same challenge. But I would love to see everyone be on Medicare, have Medicare for all as a guarantee, and then people can have their supplemental insurance. It's just wrong in this country that so many people get denied the treatment they need or are denied health care.
Susan in Seattle, by the way, Susan, hang on just a second. During the Obamacare debate, didn't Congress pass a law saying that all you guys have to be on Obamacare? Is that how you're getting your health care?
I think it's that is not the case. I mean, we're not all on the Affordable Care Act. I think we have a choice of the federal, like any federal employee, you have a choice of different health insurance, and then you pick one of those. And now maybe it's some marketplace, but it's different in my view, my understanding, than Obamacare.
Okay. Susan in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi. I have a quick question for you. I think it was a few years ago, the Senate had the clerks read a full piece of legislation out loud. I'm wondering if in the House to delay this bill monstrosity that's going through, that if the Democratic caucus could demand a reading of the entire bill before it's voted on.
It's a good idea. I mean, that would at least delay some of the votes. Well, the main thing we'd want to do is, in my view, speak out against some of the bills and offer amendments. I mean, one amendment I'm going to offer at 1 a.m. on the Rules Committee on Wednesday, which is when it's going to be debated, is that no child under 18 should lose their health insurance based on this bill. And we'll see if the Republicans go for it, but otherwise they're basically conceding that people, kids in America, are going to lose health care.
That's amazing. Joanne in Baltimore, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hello, Representative Khanna. I have a question about student loans, and I know that some relief is tied up in the courts, but is there anything right now that Trump is actively doing to, you know, ruin the progress on forgiveness and all of those good things? He's a lot of bluster, but I don't know what's happening in actual fact since the media is complicit, et cetera, et cetera.
John, he's resumed the student loan payments. I mean, he's Biden had paused them for many people. He's resumed them. And so now people have $700,000 payments. And if they don't pay it, their credit is going to get destroyed. And he's actually taking funding away from Pell Grants, some of the programs that give students who come from working class families a shot at college.
It's incredible. Kathy in New Philadelphia, Ohio, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to ask this question about food. I've never worried about the safety of my food before, but with all the cuts, is the USDA still functional and testing food before it's delivered to grocery stores?
Kathy, it's a real concern. I mean, I don't want to scare people. They are testing food, but the question is, what happens when there's a discrepancy? What happens if they don't have a check? A lot of times there's multiple people doing the food checks. And so I think that the error rates could increase given the cuts, and the ability to approve new drugs could be heavily slowed down. So the cuts have been devastating on these agencies.
Sue in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You are on. Is that right, Sue? It says Albu here, but yes. I'm assuming that's Albuquerque. Yeah, you're on the air with Congressman Cotta.
Hi, Congressman. I have an idea. You know, there are obviously some Republicans in the House and the Senate who don't agree with Donald Trump, and they don't really want to support him, and they're afraid of him and everything. I'm wondering, would it be possible for the Democrats in the House and the Senate to talk to their Republican friends and get them to just change parties, vote with the Democrats, give them the majority? And I know, you know, it might be kind of like political suicide, but working for this administration, they're probably going to get voted out anyway. So is that a possibility?
Well, it's a great thought. I mean, I've been going to these Republican districts and pointing out how misaligned Donald Trump's agenda is with those districts. They really would be having to vote for Medicaid cuts, tax breaks for billionaires, cuts to medical research and cancers, Alzheimer's, diabetes. And I do think we should put out and welcome some of these folks with open arms if they become Democrats. It's hard to do, but it's everything is worth trying.
Yeah, Republicans are certainly trying to do that with John Fetterman, it seems. Amazing stuff. Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, is with us for the hour, taking your calls here at a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. The number is 202-808-9925. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Ro Khanna. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Khanna.house.gov is his website. You can tweet him or blue sky him over at Rep. Ro Khanna, K-H-A-N-N. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, THOM. Vibrance.com/Tom.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The independent state legislature theory met a skeptical U.S. Supreme Court in 2023 in Moore v. Harper, a North Carolina gerrymandering case. The Michigan GOP tried to employ the fringe theory to undo Michigan's Question 2 citizen ballot initiative, but the U.S. Supreme Court refused the case May 19th. Proponents argue the independent state legislature theory gives legislatures ultimate power over federal election rules based on a widely dismissed interpretation of the election clause of the U.S. Constitution. In North Carolina's case, the legislature admitted it gerrymandered but said it had the final say and the courts and governor had no jurisdiction. In 2022, Michigan's Promote the Vote Question 2 ballot initiative passed 60% to 40%. It enshrined multiple voting rights in the state constitution, including 9 days of early voting, guaranteeing the right to vote without harassment, offering a permanent vote-by-mail list, and mandating drop boxes and several other important voting reforms. 11 GOP legislators tried to invalidate the ballot question using the ISL theory. They argued that only the state legislature could make election law, not those pesky constituents. The Michigan Supreme Court dismissed the case in April 2024, and on May 19th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the case. We have more on ISL and the Michigan case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for Songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, Congressman Ro Khanna with us, taking your calls for the hour. Jane in Vista, California. You are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Good morning. Thank you. My question is concerning voter suppression. And, you know, we're all out there protesting around the country, but it's not going to do any good if we can't have our vote. And the Republicans are doing a tremendous job of disenfranchising Democrats and minorities across the country. What can be done to stop this?
Well, this is a huge issue. I mean, this is why we led with the Voting Rights Act, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. Right now, what the Republicans are doing is they're kicking off people off voting rolls if they haven't voted for an election or two. They're putting less polling places in African-American areas and areas where we have strong Democratic voters. There are far longer wait times for African-American voters than for white voters. And the Voting Rights Act would say, no, you can't just kick off people from the registration list. You can't have that equality when it comes to polling places. And we have to get that passed and speak out for it. But until then, you're right that there are many people being disenfranchised in these elections.
James in North Carolina. What's your city, James?
I'm actually driving through Ohio right now.
Okay. All right. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
My question is, for the Supreme Court, is there a way or possible that the Supreme Court could reverse their ruling or rule against something or reject the presidential immunity?
Well, I think the Supreme Court has already ruled on presidential immunity. I don't know if they regret it, but they basically said the president's immune from criminal prosecution. But on the positive side, it seems that even Justice Barrett, Justice Roberts are appalled by what Trump is doing in terms of deportations without due process, in terms of trying to revoke birthright citizenship. And I do think the court is gingerly stepping in to try to constrain him, but they need to be more blunt and vocal and clear. They're one of the last bastions of defense of the Constitution.
Myron in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I just had a question regarding the president, the 2024 election. Being that the justices granted Trump, or well, at the time even Biden, has the immunity powers, where was he able during that 2024 election to disqualify the state that was receiving bomb threats? Was those was he able to disqualify them for participating in a federal election, being that since they were wasn't protecting their the voters and the citizens? Could he have disqualified them, and would that have that the favor? You know, where either candidate wouldn't have won that state.
Got it. Those were exclusively blue districts too, weren't they, Congressman Khanna?
I didn't catch fully the question. He's saying what was he asking? Could be disqualified.
He was asking if Biden had disqualified the districts that had all the bomb threats that suppressed turnout in blue districts in swing states.
Obviously, I think we have to go after the bomb threats from a judicial perspective, from a Justice Department perspective. I don't think we can disqualify and disfranchise voters in those places.
Tom, in Celebration, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes, Tom. I'm wondering why no one has asked Trump if he's asking Walmart to pay these taxes out of their pocket. Why aren't they asking if he would pay these Trump taxes out of his pocket?
Well, I mean, Walmart is, we're just asking Walmart to pay their corporate taxes. I'm happy to have taxes in this country go up, and that would include a lot of the billionaires in my districts, and it would include people who have done better in life than like in my family and would have to pay more taxes. I think that makes a lot of sense. But you know what we don't want is we give money to charities, and many Americans do, but I don't think that's enough. I think the question is what are you doing for the government and having a public funding for public education, public health? And that means we need higher taxes. And if the question is, should we have higher taxes? Absolutely.
Barb in Palm Desert, California. We're down to about a minute and 15 seconds here. You got a quick one, Barb?
Yes. I would like to know why the DNC is trying to get rid of their young people. David and Malcolm both have wonderful things to contribute. I know in my area they hit the Hispanic population really heavy, and the contractors all voted for Trump. And we have to get messages out there. How are we going to do it?
I totally agree. I think they should keep David Hoggett. He's saying that there should be primary challenges in this country. That's fine. I think Malcolm has done a great job in Pennsylvania and beyond. We need more young people involved, not pushing them away. And I've taken that position publicly and will continue to support young people getting engaged and not going after young people just because they have a different view of the importance of primary challenges.
Congressman, in the final 30 seconds here, thoughts on what we should be doing and looking at over the next 2 weeks before we talk to you again?
Well, this week, Tom, it's all about the big, brutal bill. I mean, it's going to gut Medicaid. The biggest cut in Medicaid in the program's history. It's going to give tax breaks to the billionaires. It's going to gut medical research for cancer, for Alzheimer's, for Parkinson's. It's going to stop all legislation in states on AI for 10 years. And it is going to, as you pointed out, give a moratorium or block judges from holding administration officials in contempt for doing unconstitutional things. It is a terrible bill. We need to oppose it, speak out against it, and try to convince some Republicans to oppose it.
There you go. Congressman, thank you so much for dropping by. We
thank you.
Our listeners just love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll be back on the other side of this break, the Great American Betrayal, how we lost our moral compass. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
When was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is never. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to one.
Attention Badger fans, memories are made at Camp Randall, so bring your group and be part of the action this fall. Whether you're planning your team outing or just looking to get together with your crew, Badger football group experiences are your ticket to unforgettable moments and new traditions. Take advantage of discounts and exclusive game day experiences when you lock in your group tickets today. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sieverson. Federal judge temporarily blocks the Trump administration from ordering Harvard University not to admit any foreign students. Ryan Enos, Harvard professor.
This seems like an example of the Trump administration acting in a clearly authoritarian manner. They're trying to punish a institution in the United States for not bending to its political will, and doing it by attacking international students.
Homeland Security Secretary Noem says Harvard has fostered anti-Semitism. Not long after President Trump threatened a 50% tax on all imports from the European Union and a 25% tariff on Apple products unless iPhones are made in America, Wall Street indexes went down. Billy Joel on Instagram says he's canceled all concerts and undergoing physical therapy following a diagnosis of a brain disorder in which excess fluid collects in the brain. It can affect hearing, vision, balance. Experts say early treatment can bring full recovery. This is ABC News.